Praise the Lord. It is Wednesday, and we're live at the NFL. You know, it's great to be here. I'm going to tell you something about, I don't get to introduce the speaker today, but I'm going to tell you something. Many years ago, I went to a real estate prayer breakfast over at the Cobb Galleria. The speaker that day was Dan Reeves. And I talked to Dan afterwards. He came down and met me. In fact, one of the guys that put it together said, come on up and meet Dan. So Dan and I stood there talking. And I said to Dan, you know, Dan, you probably can't come to our luncheon and speak. Or if you can, that'd be great. But we have a great luncheon where Christian businessmen share their testimony. He said, you know, my son would be a good one to come. He said, let me give you his name and number. Said his wife has been so influential in his faith walk, he will really be a good testimony. So I wrote all that down. And a few weeks ago, many of you were here when Clyde Strickland was here. Mm-hmm. And I met our speaker, Matt Reeves. He gave me his card. The next day I looked at it. I said, man, there's Dan's son. That's just like God to put that together that way. So I called Matt and asked him about it. And he said, no, I'm not a son. I said, I am related to him. I think nephew, is that right? And I thought, well, praise the Lord anyway, because we've got an attorney. In fact, Dan's son was an attorney. He was downtown. But I think about the fact that we miss God. There was a perfect opportunity. I even thought about, I went to get to the Father, I had to go through the Son on that. Well, maybe I didn't go through the Son, but we go through his nephew. Now, I shall formally introduce him a little later. But before we do that, Stacy, would you come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting? Come on up. Let's welcome Stacy Burton.
Christian attorney, can you believe it? Lord, I'm telling you, buddy. Have to give it. I know he's got the personality in me. He's got the chip that can take it. So, anyway, let's bow, please. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to be with you today. And we just lift up each one here on the person and on the TV. And give us all your many blessings that you've already said you would allow us, and we thank you for everything that you do for us, and we pray for our country, pray for our veterans, pray for all those who are in your hands, Father, in your son's precious name, amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to share some thoughts with you before Hines gets up here, and as I reach for my Bible, it's not there. I reached for it, got home, and it wasn't there. I'm still packed up. You know, we've been through that.
We are.
Yeah. I mentioned that to Sean McNeely, a guy I work with Virtual Properties. He lives up in that area. And I told him that Deborah didn't want him to come over because all the boxes everywhere. And he laughed, and he said, I've got boxes everywhere. I've been moving for 2 years. So that just kind of goes on. But I do want to share something with you that I just got on the way here. As I was listening to the radio, there was something about the propaganda that's going on, mentioned on the radio, and some insight on that propaganda, that they say what they think you want to hear, then they do what they want to do. What they give you is what they want. Not what the propaganda, not what they say. You understand what I'm saying? They say what you want to hear, but then they give you what they want to give you. There's an effort to weaken families so that the government is more necessary. We see that in play. And something was mentioned on the right light. We think of the light, and we think the light is the right light. But one of the guys on the radio talked about the young people running around with a light on their face. But the light is coming from one of these devices. You know, an iPad or a phone or something. That's the wrong light. So the Lord really gives us the ability to discern the right things. He gives us the knowledge to understand things that perhaps many people don't understand. But I was thinking about something I heard Bill Johnson say, that faith explores what is revealed. If you think about that just for a minute, what is revealed to us causes us to explore. Many times it's in a church service where scripture, I was telling guys the other day, the scripture that I get many times from these preachers, I make a note of it and I go back and research that scripture. That causes me to explore the scripture. And with that, that allows God to open my eyes of understanding and really understand what He wants me to know personally. In a world where evil is obvious everywhere, I mean, it is so obvious, and it seems to be having its way. Many of us look at it and figure out, well, what can we do? What do we do to get even? Well, we don't need to get even with the world. Think about that. You know, getting even with somebody for doing something wrong, that doesn't make sense. Getting even with evil, even with someone that is evil, that doesn't make sense to be even with evil. And if we think about what we do in our effort to make it all better, sometimes it is just not getting even, but it's recognizing that that person needs to know more, that they really don't understand. I had a conversation a while ago with Matt about something that my wife last night came from an area where I realized that she didn't understand because she heard part of a conversation. And it was my recognizing that in my quiet time this morning that enabled me to put a plan together to go back and reconcile that and say, Deborah, don't be concerned. Here's the way it really is. And I can tell her both sides of the thing. And I think that's what we face when we face many of the people that we feel are headed in the wrong direction. You know, what I've done in the past is often approach someone and tell them, here's what I feel. Think of the three F's on this. Here's the way I feel. I used to feel that way too, but here's what I found. And you can be friendly with that. Friendly, you can say, I felt that way too, until this is what I think. And you can do it in a way that it's not in battling the situation. It's not confronting them, but it's sharing with them. Because there have been times that I've shared with others, and then they share where they're coming from. And I can see they were right. But my thinking was wrong. See, we're wrong sometimes. And that's part of being human. It's not always perfect here on this earth. In fact, the scripture tells us, Jesus said, in this world you're going to have trouble. And Lord knows we have plenty of trouble to look at. But we just don't need to focus there. In fact, scripture gives us a method that really defies our normal thinking. Matthew 5:43-44 says, you've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Our prayer for others in this situation, even if it's just a few seconds, if we approach somebody and it sort of rubs us the wrong way, we whisper a prayer and say, Lord, give me the words I need to approach this person with the right attitude. You know, He'll do it. He'll give you the words where you can approach that person and say, you know, I don't agree with what you said. Let me tell you why. And you really will be able to possibly score points. Sometimes you won't. But at least you've been obedient. When the Lord prompts you to do what I'm talking about. You need to do it. Otherwise, you leave there, and we've all been there. You leave there, and you think back. You say, man, I should have said so and so. I should have done this or that. As long as we're operating on this earth, we're going to have those times. And what I'm hoping to do is take advantage of those situations that God puts me in to where I can be more of what he would like for me to be. I want to do like Jesus did. And if it means turning over tables and doing things like he did in the temple, I don't know whether I ought to be doing that. If I was a young guy, I might. But I think I'm past that part. But what I'll do is be able to talk to them, because I do understand some things that maybe they just don't understand. I think as we think about Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let us reason together. See, that's important. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. And the other part of that, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. We're not always right, but I prefer to be wrong about the right thing. And that's what I want to do. Thank you, guys.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Larry. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. Zoom live Zoom. And I've got a camera over there, except it's taking the bad angle on me here, so I won't watch this video. But anyway, that's another subject. So yeah, so we have five people on the Zoom: LD Simpson, Mike Hale, Jack Beecher, Larry Olkeson, and Craig Cantrell was there earlier, and we have 10 here. So. I think it's really convenient, especially for people like Mike, who lives in Florida, I think. That's a long drive here. So this is an amazing technology. There is something special about gathering in person, being together like this, and I appreciate you all being here. As I always share, this is a Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985, the purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed. And as I've mentioned before, that was the vision God gave a dairy farmer named Dima Shakarian back in the early 50s. And he started something called the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International, which became a worldwide organization. That's where Larry and I met in 1980, and maybe it was 84. Yeah, I got saved in 1980. I didn't go to the NFL until 84, and I was miraculously delivered of alcohol. There were like 1,500 people in this ballroom, and a professor from Indiana was speaking, Dr. John Clem, and some guys had heard about this, so we all got together and came to this meeting, and I got the best deal. I got delivered of alcohol, baptized in the Holy Spirit, fell on the floor, and all that kind of good stuff. So we'll have falling on the floor instructions later. No, Larry, no. Okay, I got the look from Larry. I got to keep it on target here. And we do recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling, and try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral. I think one of the ways you can keep your joy in a tumultuous time like today is to not be overloaded by news. I think news right now is often the tool of the devil. We need to be informed, but there's not a lot of positive news out there. Even the good stations have to report what's going on, and I choose not to listen to it. I had a young man at our office today share with me something that happened here and happened there. Said okay, and we do need to be involved in ways we can be helpful, and I think that depends on each one of us, where you are and your environment, and how you can witness for Christ in the marketplace. We right now we're just meeting the third Friday, I'm sorry, Thursday, Wednesday of the month for the live Zoom meeting, and the others are still by Zoom, so we'll give you an update on that. We've also talked about the possibility of moving to Golden Corral, because it's closer to you too, right, Don?
Yes, sir.
And Stacy, and so we'll kind of check it out with you all and get your feedback on that. I may send out an email to the people that I send all the announcements to and get their input on that after Larry and I have talked about it some more and decided how we might want to.